Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. State law enforcement officials in Texas are defending the response to a school shooting in Uvalde. Some members of the community have said police should have stopped the gunman sooner. NPR's Ashley Lopez reports.
Officials say it took about an hour for police to stop an 18-year-old gunman who entered Robb Elementary School. In that time, the shooter killed 21 people, 19 fourth-grade students and two adults. Victor Escalon with the Texas Department of Public Safety told reporters there was no police officer at the school when the gunman entered. Some family members of the victims have since come forward to say police should have entered the school sooner. Escalon said it's too early in the investigation to tell whether that could have been possible.
Once we interview all those officers, what they were thinking, what they did, why they did it, the video, the residual interviews, we'll have a better idea.
Escalon says because Uvalde is a small town, it takes longer to get help in situations like Tuesday's shooting. Ashley Lopez, NPR News, Uvalde.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden will travel to Uvalde this weekend to console families and honor the victims of the Texas school shooting. The White House confirming today the Bidens will visit Sunday to, quote, grieve with a community that lost 21 lives in the horrific shooting at Robb Elementary School. A U.S. congressional delegation has been holding talks with Ukraine on the situation in Odessa, where Russian warships have effectively blockaded the country's main port. NPR's Greg Myrie reports Ukraine's economy depends heavily on exporting farm products from Odessa.
The three House Republicans say Ukrainian officials are stressing the critical importance of reopening Odessa on the Black Sea. Representative Brian Fitzpatrick is from Pennsylvania.
That is the ingress-egress point for Ukrainian commerce. It's the lion's share of their economy can be accounted for down at that port.
Ukraine is one of the world's largest growers of wheat, corn, and barley, and many developing countries depend on these exports. Ukraine still controls Odessa, but Russian warships in the Black Sea have kept commercial ships from coming or going. The U.S. is looking to help Ukraine, saying the port's closure poses a threat to global food supplies. Greg Myrie, NPR News, Kyiv.
On Wall Street, stocks took a solid bounce. Here's NPR's David Gura.
Macy's did better than Wall Street expected in the first quarter, and so did Williams-Sonoma, a contrast to what we saw last week from Walmart and Target. And Dollar Tree and Dollar General forecast even stronger sales in the months to come because of economic uncertainty and high inflation. Tech stocks, including Apple and Meta, Facebook's parent company, also traded higher. Wall Street is on track to end the week in positive territory for the first time in a while. The Dow has fallen for the last 8 weeks, and the NASDAQ and the S&P the last seven. David Gura, NPR News, New York.
The Dow is up 516 points. The NASDAQ rose 305 points. This is NPR. The Supreme Court is expected to issue a ruling soon in a controversial gun rights case that is likely to get more attention than normal due to recent gun violence, including the mass shooting in Texas. Justice is set to rule in a New York case that would make it easier to carry guns in public in some of the largest cities. Justices are already dealing with a leaked draft opinion that would overturn Roe v. Wade, the 1973 court decision legalizing abortion in the U.S. In both cases, justices could issue decisions that polls say would be unpopular with the majority of Americans. British authorities have authorized charging Oscar-winning actor Kevin Spacey with multiple sexual assault offenses against three men in the U.K. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports the assaults allegedly took place during the time Spacey served as artistic director of London's Old Vic Theatre from 2003 to 2015.
The Crown Prosecution Service said it had authorized the charges after the London Metropolitan Police reviewed evidence it had gathered during an investigation. Spacey, 62, has yet to be formally charged. Spacey is accused of assaulting one victim twice in London in March 2005 and a second man in London in August 2008. A third man alleged Spacey sexually assaulted him in Gloucestershire, in southwest England, in 2013. Spacey was in federal court in Manhattan this week, dealing with a civil suit over allegations of assault and battery. He did not acknowledge questions about the British charges, according to the New York Post. Frank Langford, NPR News, London.
CEO pay soared last year. That's according to a new survey by the Associated Press. The CEO's pay rising 17.1% last year. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.